What do you call a homosexual male dinosaur? A Megasaurus!
I gotta keep that in here.
Oh, that's good.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No, was all he said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny.
All right, hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to Music Just Swear By. This is the podcast where I, Tony, invite neighbors to the fort to listen to music containing profanity. In the fort tonight, we have Neighbor Paul. Neighbor Paul, say hi.
I feel half past dead.
And we have Neighbor Brett. Neighbor Brett, say hi.
Yo.
And last but not least, we have Neighbor Dave. Neighbor Dave, say hi.
Ew.
All right, so there we go. Hey, Dave, what's with the 70s rock? I mean, not. I love the Nazareth song.
60s rock.
Sick of both. 60s. Oh, surely you jest.
Tweener rock.
We're coming in on this podcast with The Wait by a group called The Band. How ballsy is that?
That's that.
You name your band The Band.
That's pretty cool, actually. Like, now playing tonight, The Band.
The Band was the electric band that Bob Dylan used in the 1960s when he went from acoustic folk singer to a rock player.
Wow.
He went to electric. That's how the band got started, with Bob Dylan. And they got booed at every show they went to for like 2 years.
Wow.
Well, there's a sad reason I'm bringing it up, though.
Oh.
Levon Helm died yesterday.
Who's he?
He's that dude that owned a baseball team and said horrible things about millionaire black people.
I think you're right. And then insulted Cubans.
Yeah.
No.
Who am I thinking of? Oh, Leona Helmsley, my bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's Leon Helms?
Levon Helms is the... He's a lead singer and the drummer for the band.
He's the dude we just heard.
He was singing on that song and drumming.
You dumb shit. That's the dude we just heard. Be more respectful. You guys want to hear what Elmer Fudd tweeted this week about Levon Helm?
Yeah.
Levon Helm was the rarest of musical multitaskers, an unflappable drummer, and a singer who wrung out soul in every note. He was also a terrific team player and bandmate, and he made the people around him sound so good. Helms was the only drummer who could make you cry, wrote John Carroll, a music critic.
And you put the load right on me.
Thanks, Elmer Fudd. That was great. Levon Helms, please rest in peace. Thank you for all the music.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I want to go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. To Lake Charles, Louisiana. Little Bessie girl I once knew, and she told me just to come on by if there's anything that she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She mends me, I don't have to speak. And she defends me a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one.
Paul's got this joke.
So screw that. We'll go and somehow got to go into. Speaking of famous bands, hey, wasn't there some news going on?
Famous dead guys? Or
no, somehow we got to segue into, it's big deal. Can we confirm, did Guns N' Roses and Beastie Boys get inducted this week?
Shut the fuck up, Paul. Shut the fuck up, Paul. Shut, Paul. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Paul.
Paul. Paul.
I'm wicked broke. Oh, hey, there's a witness there. Come over.
Shut up, Paul.
Hi, baby doll.
Shut up, Paul!
Hey, you can use that gold song?
Shut up, Paul!
What? Good guy, HIV, negative.
Shut up, Paul!
Oh my god!
Perfect!
Super Suckers don't even have a song about that.
Wait, did they?
That is by. I gotta tell you this. They swear.
Okay, I can tell.
Shut the fuck up.
The name of the band is a swear word.
I know, but that doesn't count.
The name of the. This is the most profane band ever.
Yeah? Who are they?
The name of the band is Anal Cunt. Just a small sampling of some of the songs by Anal
Cunt. Oh, God, yeah.
You just said small sampling and Anal Cunt.
Small sampling of the song titles by Anal. I snuck a retard into a sperm bank.
That would explain his whole situation.
Okay.
Did you just say I snuck a small retard?
Sperm bank babies.
Next one is I lit your baby on fire.
Oh,
God.
Okay, this one's a little racist. Sell fake crack.
Oh my god, dude. That's the most funny and offensive thing I've ever heard. All in one.
Okay, it goes on. All our fans are gay. Body by Auschwitz.
Oh my god, dude. Wait, I switch. That's the most offensive thing I've ever heard. That beats dead baby jokes.
It's getting worse. Okay, it's getting worse. You were too ugly.
God, stop. Stop.
Speechless. I'm speechless.
Does this band still exist?
Oh,
Easy
God.
You got AIDS from Freddie Mercury.
Tony does not support the views and expressions being expressed in his podcast.
These are awkward laughs.
All right, I'm just going to end it on this. I'm glad you got breast cancer.
Oh my god!
No! Let me just say that that is a band that is so blog yamming and offensive that even Music to Swear By will not endorse the band. What do they call themselves? Who cares? Music to Swear By does not endorse them. The more you know.
I went ahead and listened to a couple of these songs, and they all fucking suck.
Thank you.
Anal is the worst fucking band on the planet, next to the fucking Insane Clown Posse.
Oh. Anal, fuck you, my man.
You're fucking crazy, old child. You know you're crazy. Hey.
No,
you know what? All right. I want to say Guns N' Roses, that's all good. It was a great time in my life. I like them. I don't listen to them by choice very often anymore. I acknowledge that they're probably borderline worthy of Hall of Fame. I wouldn't have voted for them in the Hall of Fame. But that's all cool. Beastie Boys, on the other hand, fuck yeah, Hall of Fame forever. I agree.
You wouldn't have voted for the fucking Guns N' Roses for the Hall of Fame?
No, I don't think. It's like saying, you know, Joe Mauer is eligible for the Hall of Fame because he won an MVP and a couple batting titles.
Not even close.
Okay, I got you there.
How many albums did Guns N' Roses have? Four?
Doesn't matter. Appetite for Destruction is probably the premier album ever.
Is Boston in the Hall of Fame? Is Van Halen in the Hall of Fame?
I think Boston is.
I don't think Boston is.
They should be.
No. But I mean, one album doesn't get you in the Hall of Fame. Unless you think of it the way...
But if it's one of the greatest albums of all time, does that get you in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think it should, no. It's like saying you had one of the greatest seasons ever in Major League Baseball. Whoop-de-fucking-do. You didn't dominate for 10 years, but they dominated for 10 years.
What if you broke the home run record for 1 year? Get in the Hall of Fame then? No?
No.
In your opinion?
No.
Okay.
Who hit the most fucking home runs other than Barry Bonds in Major League Baseball?
Mark
McGwire.
Season?
No. You're right. The Yankee player, right?
Maris.
Yeah, Roger Maris. 61. He was not a Hall of Famer. He had a great season.
Maris is not a Hall of Famer?
No, he's not in the Hall
Where
of Famer.
Where was he born?
He's
St. Louis, Missouri.
Hipping, Minnesota.
I was close. No. He was a great player, but he wasn't a Hall of Famer. But this is interesting. You and I talk about this a lot. If you dominate your sport in your position in Major League Baseball for 10 years, you arguably are a Hall of Famer. Did Guns N' Roses dominate
rock? You're
the best
in your position for 10 years, or like a generation, right?
Yes. Did Guns N' Roses dominate rock and roll for a decade straight?
No.
Yes.
They did not. They dominated for like 4 years.
No, they dominated for about 10 years.
They didn't do 10
yes,
years.
Yes, they did. How? From 86 through about 94.
It wasn't 86, was it?
Yeah, but yes. you're assuming one? That yes. the Guns, the Use Your Illusions thing dominated.
That was shit.
And it didn't dominate.
No, the Use Your Illusion didn't, but
that's
they,
the only way you can span that
what
time.
What else did they do?
They
what the
dominated
fuck did they do?
Until who? They dominated until who?
Until what? Their next fucking uh-huh. album. You made me break my oath of fucking whistling.
No.
They were practically a one-hit wonder. A one-album wonder. They did not.
That
has,
they
the
dominated until Nirvana.
That's no fucking excuse.
Oh, wait. Time out.
That's not an excuse. It's reality.
It's not.
But
what
was
Guns N' Roses' second album?
That was a clash of society.
Answer his question.
Going from
answer my question. What was
grunge.
Guns N' Roses' second album?
Lies. We just played it. Song
Lies.
Oh, Lies? And was Lies... Lies is a bullshit album, right?
No, it was good. That's
Lies
that was
is a good album.
Lies but it was not good. Even an album. It was like an EP. It was like five songs.
Yeah.
No, it was eight
perfect.
Songs. It's
what?
Eight songs.
Eight songs?
It was a mix between their okay. live stuff from the mid-80s and then
it
their
wasn't,
acoustical
but
stuff.
It wasn't a full original studio
it
album.
It was four songs on the disc were acoustic stuff like... Yeah. You're crazy.
There's a hidden track where Axl Rose masturbates.
Patience song where they did a lot of whistling.
Yeah.
Right? Remember Patience? Okay. The other four songs were like live songs and heavy metal songs.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. So what the fuck did they do after Lies?
Nothing until the fucking Illusion stuff.
And did that work? No.
No.
It sucked shit.
Well, yeah. You know what they did?
It's
they
a mixed
went,
bag.
They went ultra studio with that.
Yeah. So
I'm not a fan Darren, of that.
Whoever they is probably Nelson Mandela. He heads up all the rock and roll.
Oh my
fame.
God!
And he was
Nelson
in prison
Mandela.
At the time. He
yeah.
had nothing better
Nelson
to do.
Nelson Mandela.
How dare you weave in
Spike,
soccer? How dare you weave
no,
in soccer?
Spike Lee and Nelson Mandela. They spearhead the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I have no fucking clue how on earth they voted
my
Guns N' Roses in.
God.
We can
that's
look it up
why.
On Wikipedia,
that's
sure.
why Axl Rose didn't show up because Spike Lee and Nelson Mandela were on stage, ready to give them a fucking plaque.
Wow, I don't know how to respond to that. But no, interesting though. I mean, this is a good conversation because Guns N' Roses is the you know the ultra hair band that went viral,
right.
And then they stopped.
Yes,
when grunge. Went viral. I mean, it was like night and day stop.
Yes.
Like to
and
a point where they were both on tour with Guns N' Roses and Nirvana, and they got in a fight.
Yes. No, I don't
they
care
got
about
in
the
a
drama.
Fight.
The brilliantly profound point I'm making is that they were relevant for about 4 years,
yes.
And then they meant shit to the world afterwards, and we're acknowledging them as... The epitome of late 80s rock and roll for two bands, two albums, and we put them in the Hall of Fame.
But
that's it.
But, okay, you look at Boston.
That's it, man.
Two of the best, their debut
the
album.
The band Boston?
Boston. The band Boston.
Yeah.
The best, one of the best albums ever
yes.
outside of Appetite for Destruction.
Of course.
But that pigeonholes them as an awesome band. Because you can listen to it then,
means.
You can listen to it now. And it speaks to generations.
It's timeless.
Timeless.
I'll agree with you there.
Timeless.
I love Appetite for Destruction.
It's
every
timeless.
Fucking song.
But
no
I still think Van
filler.
Halen 1 is better. But
I do too.
Oh
so
my god!
Yeah, motherfucker.
No,
but
that's totally and completely.
I don't have.
Have you heard of Van Halen
that's
1
assumed.
Yet?
No,
you haven't.
That's assumed.
Son of a bitch.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh my god. Rock. Really? You haven't heard that?
Who are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Tony on a podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've never heard Van Halen 1.
Okay.
Oh!
Just to bring some music into this
yes.
fucking discussion, can we play Atomic Punk?
But why? That's my least favorite song in the album. My favorite song is the song that my daughter... has announced as her favorite song.
Oh,
We were driving down the road, and I put on Running with the Devil. That's the first song. That's Running good. With the Devil.
Yes, all right.
And Eruption.
Okay? Running with the Devil.
Think about this.
I've heard that song.
Oh, there you go.
Think about this shit. You've heard Erection. I mean Eruption, right? And I timed it. I pulled into the driveway of the daycare, and I waited for Eruption to finish, and then I hit off. And my daughter, 5 years old, 5 years old at the time, said, "Daddy, I think that was a message from God."
Whoa!
Oh, yeah!
Wow!
She really did.
Bravo!
Wow. So when you have a fucking 5-year-old listen to Eddie Van Halen say, "I think that was a message from God."
Either that or she's Jonah fucking Arc, man.
Yes,
wow.
Exactly. So I don't care what you say about Appetite for Destruction. I can't imagine you'd ever provoke that response from a 5-year-old. That
no,
is just,
you
it
couldn't.
Is.
No.
Eddie Van Halen's guitar playing is amazing.
Does that album have any profanity on it?
No.
No.
That's,
God,
that's
damn
why
it!
We don't play it. But let's put in a little 30-second clip right here. Cue it
all
up.
All right.
Which song?
I'd say Running with the Devil and Eruption.
I'm surprised your kids liked Eruption. I would have thought they would have loved Ice Cream Man.
Dedicate one to the lady.
Whoa, what is this that we just fucking transitioned to? What is this?
Best song this ever.
This is Ice Cream Man. This is the song I thought Paul's kids would really like.
I got news for you. Ice Cream Man was done in the 40s and 50s as fucking rhythm and blues, all right?
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, my, I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
So this is David Lee Roth calling time out on the album, saying, hold on a second, I want everyone to understand my cock has many different flavors, and it's not just about Eddie Van Halen.
I'm digging David Lee Roth, but Eddie Van Halen is not breaking new ground here as he was in Eruption.
Give him a second.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop. I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys. I'll put my banana Dixie cups. Oh, flavors and push up to 100.
Shit. All they did was step on a distortion pedal. That's all they did.
I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. This is all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. What time?
Oh, wait a minute. My face is melting! Oh my God!
This is shit Jimi Hendrix killed himself about.
Stop me when I'm passing by. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. They say all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. One time, boys. I'm your ice cream man. I'm your ice cream man.
Okay, wait a minute. minute. Now that we've digressed into the 2-4 bullshit again, what the... Does that song have any profanity in it?
No.
Oh, you lose. Good day, sir.
Oh, I think we're all on probation, aren't we?
Yeah, you guys are all on
probation. Can I save myself quickly by playing a song that has a swear word in it?
You got a song with profanity in it?
Yeah, actually, this has been a great night hanging out with you guys, and I've enjoyed talking about the Beastie Boys and Van Halen and the band, but you know, sometimes you just gotta say, fuck all this shit, play something that kicks ass, and I think, Tony, you and I might agree that I don't give a fuck about charisma, I don't give a shit about any of this stuff except... Does it kick ass?
Right, a good personality never got you anywhere.
Right, and I got a band that I'd like to have us go out on. You know, sometimes we go out on a band that's kind of mellow, right? We play like Stoned into Throne by the Jesus and Mary Chain or some shit like that.
Right.
Fuck that.
We came in on a mellow song.
Yeah.
Let's go out on something a little.
There's a band that I've been wanting to bring this show for a while called The Death Set. And they're from Baltimore, Maryland, and they've been described as the Beastie Boys on crack.
Ooh! I like crack, and I like the Beastie Boys.
Listen to this review of this shit, all right? It's rare for a record to tap into the pure unbridled joy of making a god-old racket. And when one manages to do so with effortless skill and care, it surely deserves to be applauded. And motherfucker, I want to applaud this because another review said, this is a sort of chorus-heavy, stupid punk rock record that makes you want to punch children in their silly fucking faces for the sheer goddamn joy of being alive.
Jesus Christ.
Amen to that.
So I want to go on this fucking podcast playing the Death Set, slap, 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 pound, up, down, snap. Motherfuckers, fuck you, and fuck the Beastie Boys.
You listening to the song again?
Slap, 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 pound,
slap,
up,
slap,
down,
slap,
snap.
Pound, up, down, snap. Slap, 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 pound, up, down, snap. Slap, 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 pound, up, down, snap. Slap, 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 pound, up, down, snap.
Thank y'all motherfuckers for listening to Music to Swear By. Pardon the profanity.
Crap your pants this week?
That's perfect!
Dude.
People in China will love it!
You guys, I haven't shit my pants in like half a year.
Okay.
Wow, congratulations.